Brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is Genesis 22, the Lord will provide. It's so precious that God's name is the Lord will provide. This name tells us that the infinite God has provided for us abundantly. Before the creation of man, God already created the whole universe and everything in it. Right after Adam and Eve sinned, God prepared for them garments of skins. Hebrews 10, verses 4 to 7 tells us God prepared a body for the Lord. This tells us that the Lord would become a man forever and would be nailed on the cross for us. Before the Lord's coming to the earth, God has prepared many sheep and oxen as sacrifices. This shows the preciousness of salvation. Everything provided by God shows how deep His love is towards us.
I treasure God's name. The Lord will provide. He will provide. I treasure that Jehovah, the self-existing and infinite one, will provide. I'm touched that the infinite one has provided everything down to the smallest detail, both in this life and eternity. It's so stunning and abundant that God does not simply give us a lot of things. He gives Himself to us. Not only did He create the universe for you, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit also went through a lot. From what He provides for us, we see His heart towards us. Certain gifts might not seem valuable, but it's the thought that counts. Certain events might seem insignificant, yet the impact can be great. What's most important is the thoughts behind it. Needless to say, what God has provided is beyond words. How can you describe the greatness of this act when God gave His only beloved Son to us on the cross? Genesis chapters 1 and 2 do not use the word provide. However, before God created man, He first created the great universe, including the galaxies, stars, and the sun. A psalm says that God has established the heavenly lights and the sun. He provides everything we need to live, such as vitamins, minerals, etc. Moreover, He makes things tasty and gives us senses to enjoy them. It's not like a car being filled with gas. His creation for us is perfectly established, very abundant. Although this world became corrupted after man sinned, and it has fallen far from the Garden of Eden, it is still beautiful. This is amazing. From dawn to dusk and dusk to dawn, this world is filled with His provision. Hebrews 10 verses 46 read, "For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." Consequently, when Christ came into the world, He said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." God loves animals as well, especially bulls and goats. In order to let man understand salvation, however, He allowed many bulls and goats to be killed. These sacrifices were like a teaching aid, and God was very detailed in how He made use of it. He even described how to slaughter the animals and how everything should be laid out. These are very important because they help us to understand the Lord and His crucifixion. Unless it was absolutely necessary, God would not have allowed such treatment to animals. what he wants us to understand is extremely important. Hebrews 10 verse 7 reads, "Then I said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." The scroll surely includes Isaiah and Psalm 22. The Lord did God's will throughout his life, including his crucifixion on the cross. It is very precious, isn't it? God prepared a body for his beloved Son. He became a man forever. Furthermore, the Lord has kept the riven scar of love on his body as an eternal seal. How precious! It's already very precious that the Lord became a man forever for us. But he also went through a life journey on earth and experienced many things for us. Unlike Adam, when the Lord became human, he was born as a baby. Therefore, the scripture says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." This provision of God stuns and comforts our heart. The Lord has become a man forever. You might think that you are God's creation and that God is the creator, and that you are limited and he is infinite. Yet, the Lord came in person to bridge the gap. We really need this gentle Lord who came to show how much he wants to be close to us. The Bible tells us a lot. In Genesis chapter 3, right after man sinned, God prepared garments of skins for man. An animal, likely a sheep, needed to be killed to cover up man's shame. God is our garments today. He himself is the one who covers our sins.